Welcome to Outside the Box, highlighting an unsung group. Today's topic is the Fabulous Ingenues. The Fabulous Ingenues really were fabulous for those lucky enough to hear these musicians play live, but most people did not hear them play, and because they performed only from 1925 to 1938, they were not on the radio, let alone TV, the internet, and many other ways we have these days to hear unique music. As a so-called novelty act, they were not well known. That's because they were all women, 20 of them. I barely found them on YouTube, not at all on 78 RPM Records, instead only on a 9-minute short film made in the late 20s. The Ingenues played jazz, Broadway show tunes, and Tin Pan Alley favorites, as well as some light classics. What made them fabulous, in my mind, was their versatility, not just in the music they played, but the fact that every member was required, yes, required, to play at least 8 different instruments. The film includes women performing on the harp, cello, kazoo, bassoon, and a tune with 10 of them performing on the accordion. Imagine the collection of instruments, estimated at 10 tons, from baby grand pianos to piccolos and kazoos, with as many as 90 on the bandstand each evening. The Fabulous Ingenues traveled the U.S. and did a 2-year world tour from 1928 to 1930, to several continents. The location list included Asia, Africa, Australia, and parts of Europe, as well as North America. They were smooth, too, playing without sheet music and minus a conductor. All this while wearing evening gowns, at least in the movie. In the film, I enjoyed Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon, Tiger Rag, and Shaking the Blues Away. You would think that a group of 20 versatile musicians who toured the world and played for the 1927 Ziegfeld Follies would have been recorded numerous times, maybe even had articles or books written about them. Maybe a few would have been become mega stars. You would think, but you're probably wrong. I'm finding practically nothing, at least from my web browser. There are 89 comments to go with the YouTube version of the short annotated film. Several discovered relatives who were members. From a delighted listener, so thankful this amazing piece of our musical heritage and history is preserved, and way ahead of the feminist movement. But this comment says a lot. It's sad that their talents and memory have been consigned to near oblivion. There are a lot of amazing and talented people and the events they created that should not be lost to history. This is certainly one of them. There are other all-female bands. The International Sweethearts of Rhythm was one of at least a handful. I think this group really knew how to swing. Are you curious enough to hear what you can find about them online? I'm Larry Danziger, and here's a short clip from the no longer copyrighted film of the Fabulous Ingenues performing Shaking the Blues Away, with most of the band playing the banjo. Thank you.
Thank you.